great God you are. Thank you most of all for your Son that you sent it out on our cross for us. And we pray, God, you help us to know the mercies you brought us on us, but also to know the responsibility you give us to share it with others. We pray, God, that as we go through this day today, that you just give us wisdom. Help us to make decisions and be pleasing to you and honoring to you, building up your kingdom and also with the kingdom. We lift up all of the United States and pray that you be with them. I pray that you be with our soldiers there. We lift up especially the area where the floods are and paralyzed. Just be with those people. Just watch over them. These things we ask in your Son.
Amen. Amen. This is why I come on, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 17, 2018, 9:03 a.m. No public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 451525 through 451604, warrants 7059 through 7062, and 3 journal entries or transfers.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes, September 12th, and we have executive session minutes for September 4th and September 10th.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 12th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 4th and September 10th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Property and liability insurance recommendations, number 201-807-413.
Do you want to give like a synopsis on? We met Monday with Mr. Erickson, Ms. Denham, and Ms. Muller, and it was then decided that it was said by Ms. Denham that the Sheriff's Department and the Road and Bridge Department, what exactly did you say? So don't put words in your mouth. It was kind of, they're the ones that have more employees and we're asking for training and different things. So then we met individually with both companies on Wednesday. And so then Sheriff Russell, I know, was present and Road and Bridge was present at both those meetings. So that's why we're kind of, that's how we got to where we're at today. You guys were asked, or again, it was said that you guys were the ones that kind of had more questions about training. You guys had more questions about this specific insurance. So that's why, again, while you guys are there, Sheriff Russell, what are your, do you have a recommendation or a thought? Or?
Well, after, you know, all the talking with it and everything, and we'll do stuff, it's quite obvious that the training that is offered for us is offered through the insurance company, not necessarily what we need is offered more through the insurance company. I guess my personal thoughts on it, they're just that. I've been with the same insurance agent for the last 40 years. I love to do insurance with either one of these. I'm sure they're both very good, but my agent has always given me very good service. Uh, probably get insurance cheaper somewhere else. I know the price of insurance isn't part of it, but due to the fact that they've always given me very good service, I've stayed with them. We've always had very good service currently through Pickers and Arnie. The RFPs that were sent in, it was stated that they clearly included more in their RFPs, and that is very important, I think, as far as documenting what they have to offer. Actually, I believe the health insurance was given to them because they did document so much. In all of our bids and stuff, we looked at that, and that way it's very helpful. So that would be my suggestion. We've had good service. I'm sure McConnell can do very good as well, but we've had very good service from the current provider.
I made the motion to give the health insurance because of the extra duties that we were dealing with through and the good service. That the extra duties that we did in midterm of our policy that we added to it, and there is other issues that I'm working on now with that provider that they've been working towards. That's the reason that I made that motion.
I believe that that was the reason why that recommendation was made. As I said in the meeting here, was because there was so much more clear on their RFPs. I believe Mr. Erickson said they knocked it out of the park on a good one. That's what I would prefer.
Thank you. Devin, do you have any? Again, you were also invited for that reason. Do you have any thoughts?
I'm new to the position I'm in. I personally haven't had a whole lot of dealings with either one of them. I did have a lot of questions about the training and what all was offered. And I have got responses back on that. They do offer a lot of the training that I had asked about.
They being?
Acres had offered it, and I got a letter from Connell also showing that they offered it.
Both companies.
Both companies, yes. Price difference as far as what it would be per year. Like I said, I'm new to doing what I'm doing, but the provider we have now, as far as I know, I haven't heard of a lot of complaints through Road and Bridge. A lot of those would go to our benefits person. So,
Well, that's not changed.
Yeah, and we were with a different provider, 3 or 4 years ago. And I don't suppose we had any complaints on them.
I
never heard of any.
Sure, I wasn't in the loop.
Yeah, and we changed and did another provider, and I don't think we've had any complaints there either. So it's not a like some people, the Sheriff Russell said. Some people change insurance companies. I've had friends tell me that they change every so many years because of rates. You have to change, and your rates go down when you first go with them. They gradually go up and everything. I personally stay typically with the same. I leave it in their hands.
I personally
so that's
have
not
to
a,
because he's always treated me good. My insurance.
Right.
Agent.
So.
Thank you.
based off both agents off of the same companies? Can they represent the same companies?
I believe so, yeah. There may be one or two that Mr. Connell has. Or I don't know how that works. Do you guys but all represent pretty much? For the most part, I believe that to be true.
Yeah, you can get the he can't, and if you can get the he can't.
The carriers out in the marketplace are very similar. Only a few carriers really like the Bryan County. Where you can't
I would guess
they both know. Currently carry who they both represent who we currently use.
Currently, yes. I knew that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I wasn't sure. I know that there's at least one or two other ones out there. I don't know who else can, but and I don't know how the insurance works for sure, but I would guess that probably the more business you do with an insurance company, the better rates they give you as an agent, but I don't know. Not the case.
There was also a part of this that's not mentioned at all, that you guys want to check our residents in dealing with specific counties, and NPAs are those schools as well.
We did that. Sheriff Russell made that suggestion, and we followed up on it. We got a list from the counties that you represent, each company, and we called every one of those counties and got replies from all but Commissioner Schofield, one that you left a message on. Did you get a reply from?
I got the next day or after our meeting, I got a response back from Lawrence County.
Were there any complaints there?
No.
Okay. The,
And the counties that I've talked to that you put in, again, gave no complaints, great service, great. I mean, I think we all got the same.
Yeah. We had Hollis Acres and Arnie represent one county, and we spoke with them. They had never had any claims filed with them, and they had no complaints but said they didn't have any experience to go with. Connell Insurance gave us 10 names, and we checked those out. And they went in detail in some of them, very pleased, and no complaints, and talked about the training and the saving of the money. So that's tried to do our due diligence in everything that was presented to us. They tried to check it out. If someone gave any kind of information that, like an accusation of something, tried to call and check it out to see if there was any validity to it.
You guys have a real tough decision. I'm familiar with both of the leaders there. I don't know, is Hollis, do you guys, Hollis Acres and Arnie, is it locally owned now?
Yes.
Okay.
The Acres and Arnie part of it's still liberated.
Okay, well, I knew you guys did, but I didn't know whether you got bought out and they renamed it that way or whatever.
Converge.
So.
And other agents have locations in other cities and towns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We both have. I mean, we're honored to
have
them both. They're stables here in the community.
I think
and
you
I have a great deal of respect for.
Real difficult situation because, you know, it'd be nice if we could just let you share it that way. I know that that can't happen. So, sorry guys, but I thought maybe I might clarify something. I didn't pull it off.
Well, you did. You mentioned something I'd not forgotten about. We just hadn't. We'd done our checking with the other counties and to see if there was anybody, any complaints or anything that on the property and liability. And there were not. They were extremely pleased with the service. I've given this thought for many avenues, and I've considered different things that were brought to me and said to me. I have sought guidance for the direction that should go is best for the county. And